It is not the most beautiful of trees when you look at it. It has thorns. It sheds its leaves with the rains and is green during the dry season. When fully grown, it is a large deciduous tree to 30 meters high, crown wide and rounded. The list of its uses is endless. Welcome to the African winter thorn, also known as Acacia arabida or Phidebia arabida. Here, it is locally known as Msangu. Now that agroforestry and Phidebia arabida in particular is being promoted countrywide by the Ministry of Agriculture, this district has become a demonstration district. I came over to see what I never saw of the tree and know what I never knew. I chatted with Mr. Robin Mlolo, a local farmer and traditional authority Maganga in the district. I found him working in his field.
These trees are most useful here. We use them as the soil fertility trees. And in most times in our gardens, we don't apply fertilizer. These trees act as fertilizer in our fields.
For other trees, we avoid the cover which the leaves of trees do give to the crops, because the sunlight does not reach the crops. What happens with these big trees? Do you tolerate them to hinder sunlight from reaching the crops? What happens?
In other trees, there is a shading effect to our crops. But this tree, which is Msangu, it's a special tree. This is how God has created it. In the beginning of the rains is the time when it is shedding its leaves.
Okay, so it sheds the leaves. Have the leaves.
Yes, during the crop period.
Right.
Don't have leaves.
But the leaves are there when people have harvested.
Yes. After harvesting, that is when it starts producing the leaves, yes.
And you use the leaves as fertilizers.
As fertilizers.
Okay. Now, these are very big trees and they are very old indeed. Is there anything which the people here are doing to make sure that these trees do not finish, as we know that most people use the trees for firewood as well as for making charcoal?
Oh yes, there's many projects which are going on here in Salima, many in replanting this tree to other fields or other gardens. These projects are helping us also to maintain these species in our gardens. We know the usefulness of these trees, many of the leaves. It's hard for a farmer like me to cut down this big tree, Msangu. If I want, I can just cut the branches and leave the whole tree.
You do that because you know the usefulness of
the tree.
Right. What are other uses which these trees are used for?
These trees are mainly useful to us. We can use it as medicine, and also we can use it as a shade to people like us and our animals. Mainly during the hot season, it's when it gives the leaves, while other trees are shedding off the leaves. We can also use these trees for poles, building our houses, whatsoever, firewood, and also the pods of this tree, if they fall down, it can be as a feed to our livestock.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Okay, like when I was coming over here, I saw that one of the big trees there has got a hole, and I found that there were some bees.
Okay, I've forgotten, honey, we can also harvest honey in our trees,
Right.
Yes. Those are my honeys.
Okay.
We can also put some beehives
onto
these trees. You can see one over there.
Okay,
But don't go near, because it stings,
You use this Msangu, as we have seen. Do you apply any amount of fertilizer in this field?
No. We don't apply any fertilizers. The funny thing is that when we are using these Msangu trees, we can raise our crop production from 50% to 250%, which is more similar to fertilizer application.
Yes. And maybe we can say higher, because for the fertilizer you have to buy and you use some money there.
Yes.
Whereas this one is almost free.
It's almost free, yes.
Okay.
You don't use fertilizer here.
Okay. How easy or difficult is it to propagate or to plant Phidebia arabida in other areas other than this lakeshore area?
here in our area, it's a hot area. This tree favors hot areas. And you can see the soils are almost sandy.
Yeah.
So it's a fast growing tree here in Salima, rather than to other places.